all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection, a place of shared unity and equal common ground for all peoples and cultures, a unity not built on separation and blindness, but a solid foundation built on respect for all walks of life, molded by the thirst of the people for change, in unity, bridging the gap, for we are the voice of we the people. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free 888-228-4494 and 877-489-6350. Our direct lines are, same area code is 530-776-5185 and 876-9916. I trust that your new year has started off with love, peace, joy, and blessings to each and every one of you worldwide. My new year has definitely started off with an incredible bang, and I'm very, very grateful to be with you once again throughout our journey of 2009. I'd like to remind each and every one of you, this year is indeed an 11 master year of pure manifestation. So let's all get excited. And remember, it is time for each and every one of us to fuel our passion with action. So I would like, without further delay, because tonight we are going to continue our messages for 2009 for each and every one of you. And I'd like to first and foremost invite, let's all give our guests for 2009, a warm welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha, Todd.
Hey, Leilani, how you doing tonight?
I am great. I am so fired up, so excited about 2009. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. What do you think?
I'm getting a little ahead of myself too. I was thinking about the show. And all of a sudden, Spirit's been calling me, talking to me. I've been writing things down, so I'm kind of like writing a novel right now.
Really awesome. You know, I took a short rest this afternoon, and it was really awesome, Todd, because I had a flood of information that came flooding in by one of the hierarchies, and I know that I'm actually going to be writing this and sharing it with all my sisters and brothers worldwide. It was profound, and I was actually a bit surprised, but yet I was excited about it, and so I can't wait to get it all composed so that I can share it with everyone. But that was huge
blessing.
You
know that one of your messengers is St. Michael, and he's the one who's helping you today.
I know. You know what? I got to tell you, I want to share a little secret with all of you tonight. I have loved Archangel Michael for such a long time. I've been aware of him, and you know, he personally appears all the time in front of me and so forth. And of course, I've got a picture that he actually posed in for. I've got his blanket that I sleep with every night and so forth. Even named one of my own cats after him. Anyway, one day, I'm so in love with him, I said to Archangel Michael, I said, "Archangel Michael, would you please marry me?" And he says to me, but I am indeed already taken. And I said, you're two timing on me. And he chuckles and he says, yes, I am. And I said, well, who are you married to? And he goes, to the world, to humanity, to all my sisters and brothers. Isn't that cool?
That's great.
I know. I know. He is such a great, great guy. But we already got lines lighting up, okay? So before we do invite our first caller, Todd, if you would, please share a little bit about yourself, your contact information for all our listeners, and then we're going to start taking our callers.
Of course. Of course I will. As most of you know, at the age of 7 is when I started my gift. It wasn't until the age of 10 when my mediumship really came alive after the death of my grandfather. But now my gift has taken a turn for the better where I don't see white figures anymore. I see the full body images of the person of the way they were in life. And it's a real honor to talk to these people and to talk to the loved ones that they left behind. And to give readings, it's like talking to family members. So it's a real honor. My email address is Todd, T-O-D-D, and it's dchris, D-E-C-H-R-I-S, at comcast.net. And I will respond to every email there is. And I've been getting floods of them.
Thank you, Todd. And I also would like to take a moment and personally invite each of you to my show page with bbsradio.com. As you all know, I have a wealth of information about our guests for this evening. I also would like to let you all know that I have the entire month of January's guest already posted, so each of you can explore those upcoming shows as well. And we'll also have February shows posted here very shortly for your convenience also. For all you listeners in Pal Talk, I personally want to welcome you all to our broadcast. Also, for your convenience, we have the links that will be posted for your convenience as well. So what do you think, Todd? Are you ready to get started and rear up 2009?
I got chills. I can't wait.
Oh, excellent. Me too. I am just so excited, and I've been this way. So I'd like to give a warm welcome to Anne from South Carolina on line 2 to the show. Aloha,
hey,
Anne.
Do you mean Anna?
Aloha.
Anna.
Yes, do you mean Anna?
Ah, thank you for the correction.
It's okay.
Can we get you to speak up just a little bit louder for us, if you
sure.
would?
Is this loud enough?
Woohoo, you go, girl.
I have a lot of energy.
We
can
do,
tell.
Too. And look, this is great. Hey, we got the power of 3 sitting here. What do you think?
Well, that's wonderful. I think that's a spiritual number.
Yes, it is.
Very strong.
Well, I'd like to know, Anna, how was your New Year's? How's it starting off for you?
It's starting off restful, and it's starting off with a lot of excitement, also some fears. So that's in a nutshell.
Oh, that's nice. Very, very nice. Well, I personally want to thank you for calling into the show this evening, and I'd like to go ahead and turn you right over to Todd.
Well, thank you. Hello, Todd.
How you doing, Anna, tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. It's a great honor that you are accepting my call, and I'm looking forward to see what you have to say.
No, it's my honor tonight, because talking to the spirits and talking to Milani's listeners, it's a true honor.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Wow, the moment you walked in, a lot of energy just came to me, so I'm going to sort this out as best I can. Do you own a large piece of property, or does someone in the family own a large piece of property, like a farm?
Ooh.
Or some sort of backyard, huge backyard?
Yes, I do have someone who may fit that description, yes.
Okay, now, was this passed down, or was this from, like, a grandparents? Or?
No.
because who's coming in right now is an elder grandfather. Now, I don't know if this name is connected to you, but it's Robert or Bobby.
Oh, my goodness. That's my father's name. And I have a brother nicknamed Bobby.
Okay. Is your father still here with us?
Pardon me?
Is your father still here with us?
No, he's passed on.
Okay, he's here with us. Did he have a cane?
Pardon me?
Did he walk with a cane? Because for some reason I'm seeing a cane, I want to say shillelagh, like an Irish shillelagh. Or a cane, did he have?
I didn't know him to use a cane, no.
Okay. Because he's showing me this cane. I don't know if he has any Irish descendants or somewhere Irish, but there's something like a European feel about him.
Okay.
Or he has connections. Okay. The big move.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
It makes sense because his father and mother were European.
Okay. That's because right before he came on, Spirit talked to me and said, Europe is going to listen tonight. I said, okay. Okay. The good news that I'm feeling from you is that are you going on vacation or trip or something to do with family?
I have wished I could go on a trip in the month to come.
Okay, because I'm hearing it's a full go.
Yep,
oh.
I do too.
It's a full go. Okay, who has the health issue? Who has the health concern?
Oh, you're listening to my heart now. My sister, very serious one.
Very serious one?
Yes.
Okay, she is not old. She's about, what, somewhere in her 40s?
She's in her 50s, but not too far.
50? 50?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Because her energy feels like 40. Her, okay, age is 50. Well, Spirit is saying, okay, listen to this. Sit down, relax. She says, she's not going anywhere.
Yep.
She's going to be around.
Yep.
Thank you.
And the doctor appointment that is coming up is going to be the crucial one, but not to worry. Well, I'm getting goosebumps on this one. Well, they're saying that when she does go to the doctors, it's going to be a clean bill of health. It's just that she's going to be put on medication from what I'm being told right now, what I'm looking at.
Oh,
but
yes.
She's going to enjoy life.
That's great news.
Does she walk on, does she like to take walks, like on beaches?
No, I don't know her doing that.
Who's the beach connection? Who likes the beach? Who went to the beach?
You're talking to her.
Okay. Well, you are going to help her get better. You are her connection.
Mm-hmm.
Is Barbara any name connected to you? Barbara.
No.
Okay. There's a Barbara connection. I don't know why. Keep that name with you, please.
Okay.
Please keep that name because they're telling me Barbara's going to be connected to you very soon. Now, it could be Saint Barbara. St. Barbara is for the health. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
They're telling me that St. Barbara is always going to be with her. And
Saint Barbara?
The saint in the spirit. What?
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry.
You said St. Barbara?
St. Barbara.
Okay.
They're also telling me that it's John connection. Is there John? Is there a John connection by any means to you?
I'm so blank right now. I'm excited to talk to you, and that name is not coming at this time.
Okay. Also keep that name because for some reason they're telling me John is also connected to her.
Okay.
Keep that name also, okay?
Okay, I will.
But for some reason that name's going to become very strong. Yeah, I'm hearing your sister's going to be taking a trip. She's going on vacation soon.
That'd be wonderful.
Oh, she's going, and I think you're going with her.
Nice.
I'm hearing Florida. I'm hearing there's a joke about Florida.
Wow.
I'm hearing there's a joke about Florida. Is there something about, a funny story about Florida?
She likes Disneyland, and she's always wanted to visit Florida Disneyland.
Pack the bags. Tell her, pack the bags. You're going. And send me pictures. I'd like to see this, too. No, but she's telling me right now, they're telling me right now that you are going. She is going. The family's going. Your father's telling me heaven is not ready. Okay. Heaven is not ready.
That means a lot to me. We're so concerned about her.
Heaven is not ready. She has many more years in her life. But she's going to, you know, her strength is going to come back slowly and slowly and slowly, but perfect. It's going to come back.
Okay. Thank you.
And who is Anthony? Is there an Anthony or Tony?
My ex was named Tony.
Okay. All right. They're just throwing out names to make sure I'm still connected to you.
Okay.
But your sister's house, go celebrate. She's not leaving.
Thank you.
And please keep me informed.
Pardon me?
Please keep me informed.
I will. I am a member of Pal Talk. I know your Nick very well, and I certainly will.
I also, can I share a little bit with you as well?
Pardon me?
Can I share with you as well?
Oh, please do, Alani. I so totally respect you and would love to hear from you.
Oh, thank you, honey. Well, I got a lot of traveling for you this year as well. And, you know, it's really interesting. I see a lot of celebration by the hierarchy and the archangels around you. And one of the messages that they are really celebrating and wanting to convey to you is this. Job well done. So the path that you have walked during 2008 has really propelled you not only just on a spiritual growth, but you are about to embark on a really incredible 2009. A lot of your heart's desires are going to, and prayers, because I also feel very strongly you pray a lot, don't you?
I do meditate and pray, yes, ma'am.
Well, there you are about to receive a lot of those prayers answered.
Okay. Wow. Looks good, doesn't it?
It does. It really, really does. You're going to have an awesome year. And I can see this big, huge smile. And around April, I see this, and you're actually going to come back and say, you know what, Leilani, oh my gosh, let me just tell you a few things.
I'm looking forward to that.
Anna, before you leave, they're showing me a picture that will be taken when you go to Florida. It's going to be with the Mickey Mouse ears in front of the ride.
It's funny because every time I go to Disneyland here in Southern California, I always buy a Mickey Mouse hat, as old as I am. Hey, that makes sense.
The picture is going to be a heartfelt picture where you're going to hang it up on the wall. They're showing me right now what it's going to look like. So is your sister, I want to say this, not heavyweight, but a little chunky, like a little... How would I say this?
Yes, you're right. You're on the picture.
I don't want to say in the... Okay, she's going to be standing on your right. You'll be on her left.
What does that mean?
That means the picture is going to be real. You guys are going this year.
Okay.
Because I'm seeing it's a crystal clear. Crystal clear.
Thank you.
Awesome. So let me ask you this, Anna, if I may. Would you like to put out some of your intent for 2009 before we say goodnight to you?
Well, I just want to thank Spirit for the message, especially regarding my sister, because she has been battling, to give you a confirmation, Todd, battling with cancer, and they found they're treating her with a new chemo medication right now that has put her 95% better, but not quite better. And they had to give her another round for 3 months of this chemo treatment, and we're praying for a complete healing. But this chemo treatment has been very hard on her body, and she's been having other side effects on it. So your confirmation that she's going to be okay was much a blessing to us and personally me, because you don't know how I've prayed for her healing. So I thank you for that message. And
well, the angels heard your prayers and have answered them.
Thank you. And of course, I expect a lot of good things for 2009, personally too. So I'm looking forward to all what you said. Thank you very much for your message, Lalani and Todd. I will write those names down and remember them when they show up and let you know what they mean.
And keep us informed, please.
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And God bless you and your family.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Be well. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
That is so cool. It is so nice, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh,
Todd,
the energy that's coming through. Yes.
I know, and she's got great, great energy. I mean, she
got
such an incredible connection with the hierarchy. But she knows this about herself, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
Well,
yes, she does.
I want to find out from you personally what I might have in store for 2009.
I see a lot of moves going on, but it's not like a house move. I see a lot of career developments going on.
Yes.
And I see the radio show going even bigger. This one, the one we're on right now, going bigger.
Woohoo!
Because what I'm seeing is live TV, and I see your face moving in the TV talking.
Yay.
And it's going to be. Hold on. I see it coming live, and it's going to be through this station. Now, roses are being sent to you, meaning many blessings are coming to you, meaning a lot of special gifts are coming to you. Your daughter just walked in, and I'm looking at her. She's telling me, Ma, 2009 is yours. It's your year. Take it.
I am too, I really am. I have so, like, plugged in, and it was like I woke up one morning and this light, someone flipped the switch on me, and I've been a woman on a mission since October. And it doesn't mean that I wasn't plugged in already to my work, because as you know, I'm very passionate about what I do. I love to connect with people from all over the world. I spend a lot of time doing that. It's just that it took me to a whole different level. And it's like, watch out, world, because here I come.
To tell you a quick funny story, since the first time I've been on the radio with you, I have talked the worldwide with every nationality and language you can imagine, and I tell you, it gives me goosebumps when I talk to somebody in a different language. It's goosebumps. It is a real honor to do this. And your daughter is also telling me that what pain you've gone through will be subsided, will be gone. It will finally break, you will finally break free.
You know, that's like music to my ears, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, big time, in a major way. I am so ready to fly. It's just amazing. I actually have a question from one of the listeners, and he wants to know from Psychic Traveler, how did the white dove work for me? Well, I wanted to let you know, Psychic Traveler, that not only did I use it once, but I've already used it twice, and I absolutely love it. I am probably going to be addictive to it for a while and just have it put all over the place. So I personally really wanted to thank you for sharing that with me. That was very kind of you to do so. And anyway, You should see this dove. I mean, it's almost like it's absolute real in its movements, Todd. I just stared at it for the longest time. Yesterday is when the first time I actually it was yesterday that I used it, but I actually stared at it and just watched its movements and everything, and I said, ooh, I really like this. I'm going to have to use it again, and I did. So I'll probably it'll probably be one of my calling cards as well. I'm sure it will be for 2009. And also the white rose this year.
Well, the white dove is also sent by your family who have crossed over.
I see.
The white rose will be entering in your dream. You'll know what that means very soon.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I have to share this with you. Since the 1st of December, I have not only received white roses, okay, but white roses has been showing up all over the place. And then I also found out today some individuals that are actually doing some work for me. I was just informed today that they were also using the white rose. Is that too wild or what?
That has a lot of meaning, but that is beautiful.
Yes.
That is absolutely beautiful.
I would like to take a moment to invite our next caller now. We've got Mike on the phone, and Sash Kedawash. Please forgive me, Mike, because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to forewarn you right now, when you get on this line with me, I am going to ask you to pronounce that, because that is definitely a tongue twister for me. But I would like to personally give you a warm welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha, Mike.
Blessed be.
Blessed be to you as well. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I am great. Could you please pronounce where you are from? Because it is definitely a tongue twister for me.
Saskatchewan, Sask.
And where is that at?
Oh, it's here in Canada.
Ah, well, welcome. I love it. And how has your new year started off for you, Mike?
Not too bad. A little slow, but looking to be going into school in the fall, so have quite a bit of stuff planned out, I guess.
Excellent. Well, let me just turn you right over to Todd, and thank you for your patience. Todd, this is Mike.
Mike, how you doing tonight?
Oh, not bad. And how about you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I could tell you're a little nervous. Just take a couple deep breaths in and out. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. All right. You were talking about... Okay. You were talking about school before?
Yeah.
You are going back. You wanted to go back to... Okay. They're telling me that you want to go back to school in the fall, which will happen. And it will happen even sooner than that.
Oh, it will?
Now, are you... Mm-hmm. Now, before the fall hit, I see something with summer. You know, training or something with getting pre-educated in what you're doing. Now, I do see a big move. Now, is Alaska any part of you?
Alaska? No, not to my knowledge.
Okay. Well, it might be in the future. Not to move, but something with Alaska, there's something that's going to happen that's going to draw you.
I interject here for just a moment? Mike, are you going to school to be an engineer?
No. I'm going to be studying journalism and possibly English lit.
Ah, okay. Engineering is really strong around you, but let me go ahead and just give you back to Todd. Please, Todd, and thank you.
Okay. Okay. What Spirit's telling me, that 2008 was a rough year for you. Is this correct?
Actually, it was kind of kick-ass.
It was okay? Well, be prepared. 2009 is going to be a better year for you. And it's going to start starting February.
Will it?
Yep. It's going to start in February. Now, was your grandfather, is your grandfather crossed over?
One of them before I was like, you haven't met him yet.
From what I'm understanding is that his profession is what you're following. Is this correct?
No.
Because for some, they are telling me that you are following what is your grandfather's footsteps from long ago.
No, I don't think so. I mean, he left Saskatchewan when he was about my age.
Okay.
I guess, but...
Because what they're telling me is that he wanted to go to school when he was younger. This is what they're telling me. And what you're doing is following in his footsteps to take over. Now, is there a Jesse or Jessica? Jesse. Like a male Jesse or female Jesse?
I don't. That name really doesn't come to mind.
Okay, keep that name in mind, because they're telling me this name is going to be connected to you very soon.
Oh, okay. What was that name again?
Jesse or Jessica.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to throw this name out, and they're telling me the same thing, too. Do you know an Alan?
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 No. I'm sorry, I don't know any Alans.
Okay, all right. Maybe it's somebody else, because they're just throwing out the word Alan. 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 Or Alvin. Or Alan. Okay. Nobody on that. All right. They're telling me that school is going to be a big go for you. You wanted to do this for a long time. It's going to be in your path. Now, what was stopping... they're telling me that you didn't want to do it before because of a lot of... I don't want to say issues, but there was a wall there that you didn't want to go to? Or something was stopping you?
I don't know. No, nothing was... stopping me. I just don't want to go until now.
Okay.
Really, like... Oh,
okay, because they're telling me that you're going to go, but whatever this was, it's like, it's going to be gone.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
All right, alright, they're also telling me that someone in your family has a health concern. Not anything major, but health concern.
My mom has a cold.
Oh, no. Like cancer or something, like, you know, someone just wanted to make sure that their health was fine. Or someone's eating habits were terrible?
Actually, a few people come to mind. Not that you mentioned that.
And these people are in your family?
Yeah.
Okay. From what they're telling me is that the health issue is going to be, it's just an issue. It's nothing to be concerned about. It's just due to their eating habits. This is what they're telling me. whatever this health concern is, it's not going to be a factor much longer. It's going to be gone by, from what they're telling, March.
Okay.
And I don't know. Mike, I'd like for you to take down my email address. Okay?
Okay.
There's more to this reading, but I'd like to give it to you in a personal reading. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So do you have my email?
Just a moment. Let me type this out on the computer.
Also, you can get, I'm going to let Todd go ahead and give it to you, but if for some reason, Mike, you do have some, if you want to verify that contact information, you can also go on to my show page and get it there as well.
Okay.
But go ahead, Todd.
Okay. My email address is ToddDeChris, that's Todd D. Chris, at Comcast.net.
I can't hear it.
Okay. There's more to this reading, but a lot more personal stuff is coming up, and I don't want to say it really over the radio.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
I want to say God bless you, Mike, to you and to your family, and may all your heart's desires be fulfilled for you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a nice
thank
day.
Thank you. You do as well, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Have a great year.
Same with the two of you.
Thank you, Mike.
Can I just say hi to someone real quick?
Yes.
I'd like to say hi to my Aunt Eileen. Thank you.
And wait a minute, Mike. Where is your auntie at? Where does she live?
She lives in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin? I love Wisconsin. Hi, Auntie Eileen, is her name?
Yep.
Okay, and would you like to put your 2009 intent out as well? Would you like to share that before you say goodnight to us?
Don't really have that many besides school, I guess, actually, so. That's fine.
Okay, excellent. Lots of love and hugs to you, Mike. Be well.
Peace out.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That was awesome. I love that. That's what life is all about, isn't it, Todd?
Yes, it is.
I thought that was so cool that he wanted to say aloha to his auntie.
That's beautiful.
Now, she's my auntie, too, and yours, too, right?
Yep.
Oh, don't mind me.
That's beautiful. No, it's okay. I love it.
I'm just having such a great time tonight. I mean, and it's just going to get better and better, Todd, you know,
mm-hmm.
And you and I are going to get to witness so many great things happening for everyone worldwide. And you know what, you know, once again, I want to remind everyone that this is a master year of 11 of pure manifestation, passion with action. You know, heaven on earth is going to be completely anchored by January the 9th. It is really time for us, all of us, to stand united, to get passionate about what we're doing and putting out what our heart's desires are. You know, like mine is, of course, of being in service to humanity, to have not only to have in my own personal life, but also as an extension to freely give to everyone that I come across is love and joy and peace and harmony and blessings and success and wealth for everyone. And you know, it's not all about just money. It's all, you know, wealth also means that you're able to make, wealth is, to me, is strong friendships built on respect for each other and support. You know, don't you think?
Oh, yes. I agree with that 100%.
Yes. But I would like to invite Lisa from Ontario on line 2 to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha. And how are you tonight?
I'm all right. I actually have questions. I'm not afraid to ask them.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been dealing with some kind of paranormal aspects in my life, like within the past 2 years, and I'm not sure really what's going on because when I saw this medicine man that I met, I haven't really heard from him ever again, and it kind of makes me nervous, and I don't know why the universe is bringing me these blocks, and I'd like to break them.
You came to the right place. We're going to break them tonight. We're going to break them tonight.
Really?
Okay. Yes. First, let me say welcome and blessings to you, because when you came in, I felt this positive energy and I felt this sigh of relief.
Definitely.
That medicine man, you do not need to worry about. He was just a passing in the night. Okay.
Okay. He gave me my confirmation of what I've been seeing is true, but at the same time, when I showed him what I've been seeing through my photographs, he must have cuddled him somehow and freaked him out, and I've never heard from him ever again.
Okay.
And it does that to everybody.
Okay. I'm just getting all the information here.
Oh, that's cool. I'm just going to turn my phone up a minute. Hello?
Okay. Yes, no, we're here. We're here, honey. Matter of fact, I already started the work because I zeroed in right away on crown chakra, second chakra, root chakra, and the solar plex.
Oh, I know my chakra, my first chakra he's working on. I know my crown chakra he's working on. I know all this stuff, and no one has to tell me it and everything. It's just every time I get just so close to getting a teacher or some kind of guidance, it's like, I don't know, things in my life, like, for example, I lived in a house where I got an EVP recording in the last place I lived at. Like, I don't know, 3-4 weeks later, not even a month later, I had moved.
Ah, let me ask you this as well, because I was also picking up on this. Have you had a heaviness up on your upper chest area as well?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm feeling it there also. I was also scanning your... Yeah, your aura and your etheric body as well. So we are, and I know Todd is right there with me, so we're working on that as well. I also see another cord or an attachment located on her in the back area, left side, right where the, you know that little dimple is, Todd?
Uh-huh,
one
uh-huh.
right there and one on her liver as well. Wow, that's really interesting. But one, while we're doing this work, I want to say to you, Lisa, is always remember, because you are the empowerment. You are the authority over self.
My husband reminds me of that all the time. Like, I have a circle of few friends that I show, but they can't give me, like, the actual things that I need to harness it better so that it doesn't affect my social life.
Oh, shoot. Uh-oh.
I got all the proof and everything, but no one... I show the proof, it freaks people out. They don't want to help me.
I'm sorry to cut in, Leilani. My phone's about to cut any second.
Okay.
No problem. I'm already working on it. So if we do lose you, then I'll have Set has another line, telephone line for you.
Okay.
And I'll have Set call you on that line. Is that okay with you?
Yes. Right now.
Well, you have my phone number,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, it's going to cut out in about 2 seconds here.
Okay, sweet. So can I have a time frame, kind of like?
Hold on.
Well, you already should be feeling the lifting of that, because I've actually been doing the work and cleaning it up. And so, Todd, I'm going to ahead and turn it over to you. If we lose you, we lose you, but I'm giving the information to Set right now.
Call me. Okay.
Okay.
Quickly, what I'm going to hear is that your health issue is going to be clean by March.
Okay.
Okay. You are very spiritually connected and very strong spiritually connected.
Definitely.
And I'm saying that you have dreams that do come true.
Kind of a lot more for people around me than more so myself until later after the fact.
Okay. There's a reason for that. Now,
okay, Todd, I'm sorry to interject here, but if you could go ahead and hang up, because Set is about to call you on the other line.
Oh, okay,
great.
So the transition will be effortless. And
okay.
So,
all right.
Lisa, stay with me on the line, okay?
Okay.
On the radio, because I'm still working on you, so I want to keep that connection there with us. And Todd will be rejoining us just here in just a few minutes, okay? So,
and 1-877 numbers, they're free, right?
Say that again, I'm sorry?
The 1-877 numbers, they're free, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I just needed to make sure first.
Yeah, it's toll-free. So,
okay. You
should be feeling better right now. You should actually be feeling the effects. I don't want to feed too much to you, because I've been really working on that. As you can see, I zeroed in on a lot of that stuff. But
I
let me...
In the front. Not in the back, more in the front.
Yeah, that was the cord in the back was very easy to remove. It hadn't gotten a good grip on you yet. But you, what are you feeling on your crown chakra at the moment?
Well, like, since I've seen the medicine man, I've had all kinds of different things happen. For my crown chakra, like, when I'm around people, it's like it's more open, and I'm liking it, and I want to get used to it. But how do you make it easier so that you have more positive outcomes for yourself as well? Like, you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Well, one of the things that I have always done for myself as an individual is, you know, it's all about protection, right? Establishing your boundaries with the hierarchy, the ascended masters, your guides, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have to make sure that you make that very clear. Also get to know who your gatekeeper is, because that's the function of a gatekeeper, is to qualify everything before it comes in to speak with you or do any of those other kinds of works. But one of the areas that you need to really focus on in 2009 is really listening to that inner voice within self. Does that make sense?
Since Christmas, things have been like a blur. Like, I've been trying to listen and I've been listening, but see, when I do things, like I'm trying to go to college and everything, and I've got skills that aren't really employable, like they're more for self reasons on business, you know what I mean? Like I'm artistic and story writer and all that kind of stuff, but because I don't have the work experience behind me, I'm getting all these blocks whenever I try and do for myself. But see, when I do for other people, even my own husband, I have thoughts like that. It's like, no problem.
Right. Well, some of this stuff I shouldn't be saying over live radio, okay? Let's just say this. It's important for you to always keep your armor up, your protection up, and establishing your boundaries, okay? That's going to be very important. also to really connect and tune in to that inner voice of yours, because you're like me. You've got this red flag that goes off. It's like an alarm system, and you haven't necessarily been listening to that, okay?
Yes.
And you really need to do that, because I'm going to tell you a little bit about self. You are you're highly spiritually evolved person. You're very well connected. And some of the people around you have been feeding off of you.
I know that. Like, I've dropped all my pagan friends. Like, I have no pagan friends. Like,
okay.
At all. Like, I did it on my own because I was tired of drama. Like, they're 60 years old. And I'm 30, okay? So I'm thinking, okay, if they're not giving me the teachings for myself that I need, you know, and they're giving me all this drama crap, why should I stay around?
Well, you shouldn't, because with the new paradigm being here, we no longer are with the new paradigm. We no longer have the drama, the negativity, the jealousy, the envy, all of those kinds of things. It's important for us to make sure that we stay away from that type of activity. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to welcome Todd back to the show. Welcome back, Todd.
Thank you, Levi. I'm back.
Excellent. Thank you. So I've removed a lot of those cords and attachments off of her. And you should actually be feeling something going down your left leg. I don't want to feed this much to you, but can you feel like something has been pulled up your left leg?
Well, it felt coolness and more in the front of me than anything.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like I felt that. And I've seen it. I know this sounds bizarre, but I've talked to a mystical lady who owns a shop in St. Thomas. And I told her, I was like, well, when I was 18, I found like a pentagram on my palm of my hand. And I told her about it. Like, I'm not shy about anything. I don't care. You don't like me for who I am or what I am. You know, be like everybody else. Mess off. You know what I mean? So.
Yes.
And I was telling her all the same stuff I'm telling you guys. And it's like, every time I get blocks on the way, I can't break them.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. I've removed a lot of that stuff. Now, you will find that you will have freedom of movement, okay? I've also made some repairs in your aura and also your etheric body. One of your chakras really needed some work on, so keep us posted and let us know. Todd, do you want to give your contact information to Lisa?
Yeah, I will. All right, it is Todd D. Chris, D-E-C-H-R-I-S.
What is it? Sorry?
It's Todd, D-O-D-D.
Okay.
D-E, Chris. At Comcast.net.
Okay. Like, recently I helped somebody, like, I've never done before. Like, I want to share it with somebody, so that's why I called in, really. Because it's bizarre, and I was beside myself. Like, I didn't even want to tell my husband until, like, the final outcome, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because he usually doesn't believe me until I give him proof.
There's a reason why you called in. There's a reason why that you are here talking to us tonight. Did you feel a push to the phone by a female energy?
Well, I felt like someone was there telling me, call him, call him, call him. I couldn't get it out of my head, so I just called.
Does the name Rose have any connection to you?
I'm trying to think. Hang on a minute.
Rose could be a short version of
It's not a person. It might sound bizarre, but my mom's dog, Gypsy Rosalie, I know how bizarre that sounds, but that's the only Rose I know.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how the spirits work. It was a force to push you to that phone, and I'm glad you called tonight.
Yes, me too. Okay.
And I hear
I love you.
We're coming to the end of the show, so I do have to say good night to you, honey. But
okay.
I am very grateful that you called in, and I hope that you feel the same as well.
Mm-hmm.
Keep us posted. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Do you want me to let you know in a couple weeks?
Sure, in a couple of weeks would be great. And if for some reason you do have a bit of a challenge with that contact address, please go onto my radio show page with bbsradio.com, and you will find the contact address there as well, okay?
Yeah, so BBS Radio is all one word?
Yes, B as in boy, B as in boy, S as in Sam, radio.com.
All right.
And then you would scroll down to where you see the schedule, click on to, well, you'll see Tuesday, click on to Universal Spiritual Connection, and that will take you directly to my show page.
Because I have a lot of pictures that I want someone to look at, because I'm getting elementals in my pictures, and I'm seeing all kinds of different stuff that I kind of know how to read and know what they are, but it's like, okay, I'm getting all of it, so what do I do with it? You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Okay, sweetie, I have to say good night to you. God bless you and your family, and be well.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Todd, once again, look at what with this wonderful energy. But I want to personally thank you for being on the show with us. It's always such an honor to work with you and be of divine service to everyone. Thank you, Todd.
No, thank you. It's an honor to work with you. I can speak for all your friends and listeners when I say, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Todd. On that note, I want to send out blessings to each and every one of you. Remember, it is time to let go of smallness and claim your greatness. You are the power and the authority of you, your worlds, and activities. Love yourselves with all your heart, and remember to always embrace and love your family, your friends. On that, I will say good night to each of you, and God bless you all. God bless you, Todd. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank
good
you.
Night.
Maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true, because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I. I ask myself, what will I